A recent national study states the supply of doctors will fall short of the demand by up to 90,000 physicians by 2025. And with this week being the 5-year anniversary of the Affordable Care Act, the report also points out expanded medical coverage under the ACA continues to increase that demand. However, that was not on the mind of Rebecca Faga last Friday at U of A's downtown Phoenix College of Medicine.
So I'll be staying locally in Phoenix.
Okay.
Yes. I'm matched into radiation oncology at Mayo Clinic here in Arizona. My top choice!
That's awesome.
So excited!
Faga, a senior studying cancer, celebrated with medical students around the country as they learned their residency placements at an event called Match Day. Stuart Flynn, dean of U of A's College of Medicine, celebrated alongside.
It's what these young people have worked for years and years and years, and then to get to celebrate with an amazing amount of success of where they're all going, and hopefully we'll get a bunch of them to come back.
The event isn't supposed to place students specifically in Arizona, but more the best location to match their specific study. Only 20 of the 54 seniors at U of A were placed in Arizona, mostly in the Valley and a few in Tucson. Flynn recognizes that it isn't possible to keep all the students in the state, even with capacity at local hospitals.
And that's part of where we need to pick up our game in this state, because we need to have programs, and we have some, but we need more. They want to stay here, and 75% of them are from here, so it'd be really nice to keep them here and start to address the physician shortage in Arizona.
And there is a program for this. Dr. Carlos Gonzalez is the director of U of A's Rural Health Professions Program. He says what students are electing to study and what the needs are of aging rural populations are going in two different directions.
The challenge is to encourage more students to go into primary care, because that's where the need is going to be for our society. Too many of our students are still enamored by subspecialties that garner more income after they graduate from the residency.
There are about 88 students currently enrolled in the program, the majority in primary care. Still, only about 25 to 40% of those enrolled end up practicing in rural settings. And now with the Affordable Care Act in full swing, the demand is still increasing.
A lot of the patients that exist in rural Arizona are what we would classify as working poor. They work for small companies that in the past couldn't afford health insurance for their employees. Now the Affordable Care Act makes that more financially viable, and it has increased the availability of health insurance for our rural citizens.
Gonzalez says many doctors in rural Arizona take advantage of loan repayment programs. In February, Governor Ducey signed legislation expanding Arizona's loan repayment program to more positions, increased awards, and removing service limits. Anna Lynn Rossetti is with the Department of Health Services.
In 2014, we only had 17 providers enrolled in our program. In 2015, we are up to 34, so it's 100% growth.
Mid-level providers, including physician's assistants, once got $15,000. New legislation bumps that to $50,000, and now the program is offered to mental health professionals.
We recognize that mental health is such a need in Arizona, so every county in the state is in a mental health professional shortage.
These perks are hoping to make more students elect to stay, such as Kelly Wheeler, who will be practicing family medicine during her residency in the Valley.
Really excited and happy. I'm excited I don't have to move and that I still have roommates.
So no matter the benefits, she is one doctor that the state will be happy to keep. Andrew Bernier, KJZZ News.